Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, September 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
an attack by Israel calculated to destabilize the Hezbollah organization.
Israel carries out intense strikes on Lebanon and 19 arrested after Dublin city centre protests. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israeli warplanes have carried out intense strikes on various targets after blasts this week across Lebanon. At least 37 people were killed and thousands hurt by exploding pagers and walkie-talkies. The leader of Hezbollah's promised to retaliate over the deadly attacks on the group's communications devices. Irish security and defence analyst Declan Power says it's a major assault on Hezbollah, not Lebanon.
This seems to be an attack by Israel calculated to destabilize the Hezbollah organization, to knock them off balance, as opposed to anything like a precursor for an invasion, a land invasion. I don't think that's what the Israelis want. I think what they want to do is to neuter Hezbollah's ability to be a thorn in Israel's side.
UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy is urging all sides to reach a ceasefire.
We are all very, very clear that we want to see a negotiated settlement so that Israelis can return to their homes and indeed Lebanese can return to their homes.
Multiple protests took place in Dublin city centre yesterday in which 19 people were arrested. Uniformed Gardaí and public order units were drafted in to deal with any potential trouble. Keith Kelly reports.
19 people remain in custody this morning after trouble in Dublin yesterday. There were a number of public order incidents at several locations in the city centre, but no injuries were reported. 100 uniformed officers were present at protests, which included one proceeding from O'Connell Street to Leinster House. Gardaí were also called to a public order incident at Grafton Street at around 2:30. A sit-down protest on O'Connell Bridge was broken up by two Garda public order units when protesters refused to move under order.
A man has been arrested after another man was killed in a hit-and-run in County Fermanagh. His motorbike collided with a dark-coloured car which failed to stop on the Boa Island Road just before 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. 70-year-old Richard Mays was given first aid but died at the scene from his injuries. Another 70-year-old man is in custody by PSNI officers on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving in connection with the investigation. A ballot is wrapping up today on whether Citizens Information Service workers should strike. CIPTU says the action could lead to the closure of dozens of citizens' information centres around the country. They say it's due to a failure by their employers and the Department of Social Protection to give staff a pay hike. CIPTU Deputy General Secretary John King says a Labour Court recommendation for a wage rise isn't being honoured.
The Labour Court heard the case in June of 2024 and the Labour Court recommended that the employers honour the agreement that they concluded in May of 2023. However, since June of this year, we still have received no indication, we've made no progress on the funder or the employer agreeing to implement this pay award.
The 19th annual Culture Night gets underway across the country later. Last year, more than 1.2 million people attended events to celebrate culture, creativity and the arts. Hundreds of events, from 30 plays in 60 minutes in Galway to outdoor dance floors on three streets in Dublin, will be taking place. Rose Silva from Samba Dance Brazil will be teaching people to dance on Dame Street in Dublin.
I expect good things because we're going to give the best from us. We're going to dance a lot, samba, pagode. We're going to teach everybody who wants to dance with us, will not give up.
In entertainment news, the cast of Gavin and Stacey have finished their last ever day of filming in Barry for the show's Christmas special. Fans could be seen lining the road to catch a glimpse of the stars at work in the Vale of Glamorgan. It's thought the cast will now move on to other locations to complete the final episode. And in sport, in soccer, it's another huge night tonight in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Shelburne hold a 4-point lead at the top ahead of their game away to Galway United. Derry City face Shamrock Rovers, Bohemians host Drogheda United, and St Pat's welcome Waterford to Richmond Park. And that is first up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.